Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 146. In this show, we're going to be talking in the first half, is the traditional online course model broken? Is it finished? Broken? This was started by a post that I read from a guy called Dave Royce. He's well known in the WordPress space. And in the second half, we're going to be discussing and doing a quick review of a product from Google called Notebook LM, which I think is quite amazing myself. To see what Kirk thinks. So, Kirk, would you like to quickly introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, my name is Kurt von Onen. I own an agency called Manana Nomas, and we also work directly with the great team over at WP Tonic.
He's a bit tired. He was a bit adventurous over the weekend. He was mountain biking and walking all over Arkansas with his son. It all sounds a bit too stressful for me, but there we go. But before we go into the, I hope he's got our monthly sponsors notes up as well. But before that, we've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning fast load times, enterprise grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We're coming back. Have you got your notes up, Kurt, for the sponsor?
I do. I don't even know if I need notes anymore, Jonathan. I think we've got this one memorized.
Oh, you probably have. Over to you, Kurt.
Well, today's episode is sponsored by Mysterio LMS. And we're pretty excited about having them. They've got a free version that's not a trial. So it's not limited. You get unlimited courses, unlimited lessons, unlimited students. And it's forever with no credit card needed. So if you think about that, you could build your entire course business without being out of pocket for even a cent. However, they do have the drag and drop builder and quiz creation and all that right there. They also have PayPal and Stripe in the free version. So if you're ready for certificates and content drip and some other advanced features, they do have a pro version, but the free version really gets you out of the gate running pretty strong. If you have more information about Mysterio LMS, you can go to Mysterio, MASTERIO.com.
That's fantastic, Kirk. So let's go straight into it, Kirk. So I read Dave's article and he's struggling with the traditional model and he's looking to cohort model to really save his enthusiasm for courses, and he's built some successful ones. So what's your initial reaction to the article? And then maybe we can have a discussion around cohort and live cohort membership programs and models. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, I think this is the never ending, argument or foundational difference of opinion that a lot of folks have in the e-learning space. And it's from the corporate side and from the creator side as well, Jonathan. Corporations will be like, we want to have e-learning because we want to build the course once and forget about it. We just want to, what people in the creator space say is that passive income that everybody keeps thinking they've found. But that's just not reality, Jonathan. It's not. My whole career in the e-learning space has been based on kind of a good, better, best example. It's like good, yeah, you can get access to my course. Better, you're going to get access to my course with a group of people, a cohort to go through that with in a blended learning example. And then best would be, one-on-one consulting and really, really working with somebody and coaching them through a topic. So I was pretty enthusiastic about Dave Foy's article. I thought he hit the nail on the head for a lot of things, but it was like an echo chamber for me because it's a design I've been using for a long time.
Yeah, So can you go in to those that don't know what cohort and live cohort membership programs are? Can you give us a broader description to those that don't know what we're basically talking about with our intro, really?
Cause I kind of blew it and went deep right off the start. E-learning is just the idea that we're going to teach somebody online and not necessarily be in the same room with them. And so once we simplify that definition, we realize that with that simplified definition, we're just going to train people online and we don't have to gather in person. Well, that opens up so many different verticals or channels that we can exchange information on, Jonathan. There's a lot of folks, and you and I have discussed it before, right? Like, some people just like refer people to a series of links in a Google Drive and call that e-learning or sharing a curriculum with somebody. Now, that's not the format or the way that I would do it, but that's what some people actually think e-learning is. And so when we take the example of a course, like typically a course creator, what Dave Foy was talking about when he said that the course model is dead, is the idea that you're going to create the course, you're going to build it one time, and then you're going to sell it to people, and they're going to be able to take that course, you know, one student at a time at their own pace and just learn. And the idea that that model is dead is just the idea that course creation, not creation, but course completion percentages continually go down over time. So it used to be if 60% finished your courses, you were doing great. And then 50, then 30. Now it's like if 20% of the people that buy your course actually finish it, you're actually somewhat successful in the space. And that's one of the things that Dave talked about with the model being broken. And so the cohort example is the idea that we would sell that same course to a group of people that would do that training at the same time. Now, what's interesting is some e-learning professionals think that just access to the same course, but on specific dates, like, hey, you have to take the course, you know, the first Monday of every week or something, right? Some people think that that is the definition of cohort, and that's enough to, like, if you get enough people doing it together and they have some kind of a discussion group or a discussion forum where they can discuss their progress in the course together, they think that's enough stickiness to call that a cohort and make that a real thing. But I think what Dave was really describing in his example in his article isn't having a completed course that you give people example to, but rather giving people access to a restricted attendance live virtual workshop and then walking people through the content in real time as an instructor. And that to me is the model that, when I say blended learning, that's the model that I use. I give people access to a pre-written curriculum. I give them access to actual course material, but I also have live workshops where we discuss that course material and have open Q&A sessions and you know, really coach people through the content.
Yeah, no, I think for somebody that's starting their journey, this is a great idea anyway, because they really need to understand what their students really like about the course and getting this instant feedback. So I think it's a great idea anyway for those that are starting out.
Further than that, so let's say that you are fairly new to this and you say, well, I'm going to run through some of these workshops, and you record the workshops as you go, right? Your first one's probably not going to be very good. Your second one's going to be a little better. By the third run through, you know your curriculum, you can kind of, you know, preview questions that people might send to you, you know, on screen. You're going to be better at what you're doing, and you're going to record these sessions. Those recorded sessions could actually become the example for the course going forward. Those recorded sessions could become your evergreen content for your actual online course, right? And so when we think in terms like that, then that's when you go back to that good, better, best example I mentioned. If, let's say, someone only wants to pay $100. Well, for $100, you get access to the course and the pre-recorded sessions. And for $500, you get access to the course, but you also get access to live coaching sessions with a cohort of people, right? And then there's a whole lot more value and a lot more learning opportunity in those environments. So that's where that value comes in.
Yeah. So what are because I know Lifter LMS, you can do cohort training. I am correct about that, and it's really set up to do that, isn't it? Is that correct?
Yeah, they've got an add-on called Cohorts, and it kind of automates the process where it will duplicate a course and then set the enrollment dates and the availability dates for that course. But keep in mind, that's giving people access to the course material, right? To the actual lessons. If you want to run like live workshops, you'd have to develop or add a channel. Like some people just share a Zoom link, right? And meet on a Zoom call. Other people will actually embed, you know, a Jitsi Meet or a Zoom into the lesson.
Yeah, and at WP Tonic, because the setting up is, I wouldn't say it's a little bit complicated, because after you've done it a couple of times, it's not so bad, but trying to do it yourself. But we set it up for people, don't we? Yeah. I just think the Zoom and what's the other one? You got Jitsi as well, isn't it? We supply that. We have a plug-in, don't we?
Yeah.
Are there any negatives to your mind about doing live cohorts?
Yeah, there are. So let's, you know, the elephant in the room is this. A lot of people are coming to this space, Jonathan, and they have this dream that they're going to do a little bit of work because they're that brilliant, and they're going to put out something amazing, and then they're just going to go live on the beach and go camping in the mountains and, you know, I don't know, ride horseback or something. Like, they just don't have a very realistic idea of the work that it's going to take to maintain it. It's like what we discuss on the Membership Machine Show in different episodes, where we say running a membership takes effort. You have to moderate it. You have to interact with the community. You have to work on building community. It's the same with running, being a course creator and trying to run a cohort like this. If you create a schedule of live sessions, that means that you're obligated to be there for all of those live sessions. You're running that. And there's a little bit of tech burden on that too, right? You have to make sure your connection's good, your audio's good, your visual's good, and all that stuff. So you lose that passive income that everyone is chasing is kind of out the window if you're making yourself a part-time instructor.
Well, as your business grows, obviously you can offer different levels, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
I think initially being able, I think it's so beneficial to talk to your first group of students anyway. I've got to be truthful here. I almost know straight away if somebody's going to be successful when they sign up with WP Tonic. When they say to me, well, have you got a marketing plan? Have you got some strategy about how you're going to market? No. Have you set up a landing page? Have you worked out an initial early bird offer? No. Have you spoken to any of your possible students and try and find out what their real problems are and the kind of language? Well, I don't need to do that because I've got a ton of experience in that area. If I start getting those type of answers, it's not always, because nothing's guaranteed. I'm pretty sure they're not going to be successful, to be truthful about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Jonathan, the same thing happens, you know, at Mañana No Más. We'll say, you know, I usually try to not be so direct, but I'll say, hey, we're going to put a CRM in the back of this website. How large is the mail list that we're going to import for that? And they'll go, oh, I really got to build that from scratch. You know, and you're like, oh, you don't have a potential market yet. You're right now you're operating on a wish. And that is a painful road to go if you're already, you know, writing checks or having expenses and you're not prepared for a lack of income for a while. That's a hard road to go.
Yeah, it's like any online business, isn't it? But I think the beauty of membership is that you can do this part-time. You can do this gradually. There's not many, and it's totally achievable still. And there's not many ways, legitimate ways that you can actually build a following, build influence and build a business and get it to a stage where you, if you want to, it can either be a sizable addition to your day job, or you can get to a level where you can give up your day job, like Dave, because he's involved. This is his business, isn't it?
Yeah. It's interesting to me, Jonathan, because a lot of people will poo-poo it and say, oh, well, the market's saturated, or it's impossible to get started now, or, you know, the days of, you know, and they'll say, oh, well, Apple started in its garage and those days are over, and Microsoft started in a garage and those days are over. But then if you really, really look, like if you look at like the top 10 TikTok influencers, or you look at who's making strides in the YouTube space, or even if we were to really niche down and say, hey, let's look at some of the most recognizable current voices in the WordPress space. These aren't people that 5 or 8 years ago were at the top of your list. And so if you have perseverance and you have good content and you're consistent and you work on branding yourself, you are going to be able to climb this ladder. You're going to be able to grow an audience. And I think it's also important to remember, Jonathan, that you don't need 10,000 students coming into your website for most of your products. Most of the products in the e-learning space, I mean, if I was selling something for $150, $147, that's one of our famous numbers, right? 147 or 247. If I had at 247, if I had 100 people do that, I have income, you know? So it's people are operating on this assumption of numbers or requirements that's just not based in reality.
Are there any particular, when actually running a cohort live membership program, are there any, based on your experience, any things that can trip people up that you like to point out?
Well, there's a lot of things that help run a cohort more effectively. One is using your CRM tool. If you've got a CRM, like at WP Tonic, we use Fluent CRM.
Or WP Funnels.
Or WP Funnels, yeah. But you would want to have a CRM tool where you are emailing your people reminders about the live cohort session and the agenda about that particular session. So, for instance, I have a cohort that I do that's actually a cohort of 6 different courses back to back to back to back. And so when we meet on any given Tuesday, they get a message that says, hey, just a reminder, this is session 4. We're going to be going over this course, and these are the main topics we'll discuss about that course, right? And you know what happens? People don't sign in for a week. They stop paying attention. Then they get the email and they go, oh, crud, that's at 11 o'clock. I better get on it. And even if they rush it, they at least get their head in the right space. So when they get into the live workshop and you have the conversation, at least they know what the agenda is and they know what the topics are going to be. And then you can kind of help guide them to a better level of success. The cohorts I see that don't succeed are the ones that make crazy assumptions. Like, you're assuming people are obsessive about your content when they're not. You're assuming that people are actually reading every detail in your courses, you know, if in a blended learning environment, but they're not. You want to put in some type of engagement. So you'll have a lesson or maybe 2 lessons, and then you want to add an assignment or a knowledge check, something that they've got to submit through the LMS. And then you, as the cohort facilitator, you use those live workshop sessions to kind of point out somebody's success or area for growth based on the assignment or the knowledge results, right? And you do that during the workshop. And so it creates this level of interactivity between the LMS and the workshop space that leads to more completion and more fulfilling completions.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think we're going to go for our break, folks. In the second half of the show, we're going to have a quick discussion and review of Google's Notebook LM, what it is, what it can do. Should be a great second half. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a feast of knowledge from Kurt in the first half. Before we go into the second half, I'd like to point out we've got some great special deals from the major sponsors of the podcast, plus a curated list of the best WordPress plugins and services that will help you build a membership website or a community-focused website on WordPress. They're all recommended, and most of them, almost all of them, are used by WP Tonic and offered by WP Tonic. You can get all these goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. And part of the package is a course done by Kirk himself that will show you how to build your membership website from beginning to end using all the great tools that we offer at WP Tonic. And you get that course at half price if you go to that deals page. What more could you ask for? So let's go straight into it, Kirk. So I thought we'd have a discussion of this. So I don't know if, because you've been very active over the weekend and you've been trying to catch up with your own clients and everything else you do. Did you have time to have a quick look at Notebook? And if yes, what's your initial thoughts?
Well, I've used it and I actually see a value for it, which is I actually kind of have a, what do they call that? An analogy. I have an analogy that I think actually kind of fits. One of my favorite tablets to use is this Remarkable tablet, and it doesn't connect to the internet and it doesn't do apps. It's distraction free planning, journaling, kind of like a study tool for me. It's the tool that keeps me centered, right? This tablet. It's my favorite tablet. Notebook LM is that to me, right? So I don't want people to get confused. Like Gemini is the AI channel for Google. And then we have this Google Notebook LM. Notebook LM is not Gemini. Like if you
don't, I think you need to. I don't know if you want me to do it or if you're happy to do it. I think you've got to give an outline what precisely you think it is.
Yeah. So I'm getting there.
Oh, sorry.
It to me, it's the disconnected AI. Just the way my tablet is disconnected from the internet, I feel like Google Notebook is the disconnected AI tool. Meaning, you put in the resources that you want it to focus on. So it's not going out to every Tom, Dick, and Harry and pulling stuff all over the place. You add in documents or specific YouTube videos or specific files that you have. You load those into the platform. And then it uses those as your like research elements to give you results in what you're looking for. And then it does really cool things. I've used it before to analyze my YouTube channel and given it kind of a breadth of YouTube videos that I've produced in Mañana No Más. And then I very honestly just said, hey, it gives you a mind map, which is actually my preferred way to outline things. So I love that the mind maps are in there. So it gives you a mind map. It'll do an audio kind of summary, but it also does a video summary, which works out really well.
Yeah, I've been playing around. I'm just blown away.
Yeah, it's really kind of cool. And what I'm going back to the analogy of like the Remarkable tablet. The reason I love the Remarkable tablet so much is because it's distraction free, and it only focuses on what I need to focus on at the moment. And that to me is what Notebook LM allows me to do. It allows me to get in, concentrate on the assets I want to play with, and start working for the results that I'm looking to get using just those assets. So I think it's a really good tool in that way. I started looking at use cases that didn't apply to me because you know.
Yeah, I kind of see it in a different way, really. Probably not precisely for its purpose, but what it does is, folks, if you put in certain links to certain posts you've done on a subject and you give it a detailed prompt, it will look at all those links. It will look at YouTube videos. It will look at links, YouTube videos, or podcasts. It will look at it all and it will combine it all and it will make a summary, a very detailed report. You can use it to produce detailed white papers. You can use it to produce downloadable PDF, i.e. lead magnets. It won't do the images. There are some products that we have reviewed ourselves that will help you do that. And I will make sure they're in the show notes, folks, that help you do the artwork. But it will produce the content for the PDF that can be turned into a lead magnet. What really, you can put in a document and it will make an audio file and it will be two different presenters, one male, one female, I presume you can...
you can customize them.
Customize them. But what blew me away is... They did a better job than me. It's not mechanically robot sounding. It's quite disturbing in a way. It's quite natural sounding, the actual kind of podcast material that it can produce. And it also, you can put in documents and video or a video. I've just been playing around a little bit. Not so much as I hoped, because it's been a very busy day today. I've actually concentrated and got some work done. You can put a video in and it will make a summary of I put in a couple of these shows in to do summary content, video content, and it does a pretty good job. I'm going to have to look at it in detail. Go on.
The videos that it produces are downloadable in MP4, so it's not like it's some kind of secret, you can only embed it or whatever. You can download the video and then repurpose the video for whatever you
want. I was looking at to upload it to YouTube and private, but use it on the website as additional video content for blog posts and that, because adding new video is time-consuming, but I'm seeing all sorts of ways of using it to add more content to my blog posts so they're more sticky, so people get more value and they stay on those posts longer. They have a pro version as well, where you've got to give them money. I've got to work out what level is the pro version worthwhile. The only downside is it's Google, folks, and the way the interface, you do get a web interface. They don't have, you can't download it, I think, on your PC, and you definitely can't download it on your Mac. You can download it to your phone. I'm not sure if it works on your tablet, on your iPad, but it definitely works on your iPhone or Android. And you do get this, but it's typical Google. And what I mean by that, I don't know if you agree with this, Kirk, it's not particularly... I had to watch a few YouTube videos and muck around before I worked out, well, this is pretty cool, because I just think they do a terrible... in interface design, a terrible way of showing it to you. Or am I being a bit cruel? Because I know they've updated it a couple of weeks ago and they've added these video and audio bits to it. That's what I presume that's by what the videos I've been watching. What do you reckon?
When I first found Notebook LM, and it was from people from the WordPress space on X talking about it like a month or two ago. When I first signed in, I didn't understand what the heck it was doing. I had to go look up videos and go, what is this? What? Why is everybody happy about this? So yeah, it's not super intuitive at first, because like when it said upload resources, I'm like, upload what resources? Like, I want you to go get this stuff. What is this? But then once I realized, oh, it's not Gemini. It wants you to put in what you want it to use. So then I started thinking of ways to repurpose it. Like, I published a book on leadership in 2022. So I can upload that PDF file and it will create. So you can say,
I would be careful what you're uploading, folks. If it's got real IP value, intellectual property, I wouldn't use this system because it's all been read by Google.
Oh yeah.
We've got to be clear. And it's been utilized to build their large learning language models out. So if you got anything that it's got considerable IP value, don't load it up to their system. That's my recommendation, but other people would have.
Yeah, my book's not going to make me rich.
No.
So what I was thinking was, remember, we didn't say this yet, the audio and the video are limited in size. It only takes in so much of the resource to make the audio and the video. So if I wanted to make an audio, like an audio summary about a chapter of the book, I could do that, or a video summary about a chapter of the book. But then I could leverage that video as content for a sister course to go along with the book. So people that download the ebook also get access to the course and blah, blah. And you could use AI, you could use this Notebook LM to help you through all those stages. And again, I go back to mind mapping. It's kind of the way my brain is wired to work. And their mind map feature is really intuitive.
It is, and it does PowerPoint slides, doesn't it? It does slides as well, and they're pretty good.
Yeah, but that's all your fault. You got to be hooked on Gamma.
Yes, Gamma.
Gamma's phenomenal.
And anything else? Because it's just the quality, the initial ones, I haven't delved in enough. But the initial playing around with it, I've just been impressed with the quality.
It does reports. It does flashcards.
Yes, it.
It'll create quizzes for you and quiz you on the content that you've uploaded. It's a pretty cool. I'm not a student, but I do a lot of instructing and teaching, and so I see this with, like, when I tried to research, well, other use cases. What would other people use this for? I could see it being really helpful to students in a higher level of learning that are trying to process, you know, a lot of content, or responsible to process a lot of content. I think this tool would do a really good job of helping them process the content, organizing thoughts in a constructive way, and coming out with kind of a guideline on the root of what they're studying.
Yeah, but I really, as a marketer, I really see it, you know, it can suck in. I think you can put URLs and it will suck in the content. I've got to check that. And it will combine stuff with stuff you upload, and it will turn it all into a white paper or into a lead magnet, because there's a lot of overlap.
And I may have misled people. It does have that discover feature in the sources. So you can search with it. Yes. But then what it does is it does a search, and then it says, out of this search, which of these do you want to add to the resources?
Yeah. That's
what, so you don't have to supply all of
the resources. I just think that's fantastic, isn't it?
I love the, it sounds so weird to say it like this, but I love the limitation side of it. I like the idea that it has the ability to be distraction free in that, here's what I want you to focus on for content. Now I want you to use this.
I thought I would never say this, Kirk. I'm quite impressed by a Google product.
Well, I used to like Google Plus back in the day, so it doesn't
That's my only worry, you know, something that's really good. They probably junk it in a year's time.
Yeah. Do you remember Bard?
Vaguely.
That was like the first AI tool that they came out with, you know? And so there's like every time you get a sample of something, you think, I kind of like this. The part that makes me nervous about Google is, without warning, one day it just goes away.
Yeah, they don't care. They just chop it.
They had Google Buzz. They had Google Circle. They had Google Plus. They had Google. And all that stuff is gone. Google Bard is gone. And so, I don't know. It's nothing I would get overly attached to. but it's a good tool for the moment.
I think next week we'll find a main topic for the first half, and then in the second half we might look, is it Gemini Studio or AI, Google AI Studio? I was looking at that and I was quite impressed with that as well.
Is that the one that makes like the film quality videos?
It does, and other graphics and that.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I've got mixed feelings about it, but it doesn't really matter what we think, does it?
No, because people dig it. So it's interesting because if we go back just a few episodes, you know, on the Membership Machine Show, I was very, very tentative and very standoffish about a lot of AI tools. And I said, hey, I use AI every day, but it's a struggle when we as agency people have clients that want to use AI and then tell us, oh, I figured this out. Let's just do this real quick. That's not a great use of AI, but AI to process content, AI to help make a video, AI to help draft a script for your next YouTube video. Those are all great uses of AI, and the content's getting better and better and better.
Yeah, I use a lot of AI. I really like this notebook from Google, and I like some of the other tools. I use quite a bit of AI, but I just don't like all the flannel. I consider it propaganda flannel about general intelligence from certain individuals. But they might be right. You know, they're getting all this money and they might prove that, you know, in 2 years we'd be gone. We're just replaced by the general intelligence robots. There's no need for a Kirk or a Jonathan, you know. So we have to, our AI overlords, we'll just have to see what they're up to, won't we? But in general, these type of products, I'm totally fine with it. It's just the replacement of humanity propaganda that gets me a bit twitchy, Kurt.
Yeah, I go back to where I was saying before, there's such a distraction with such a wide breadth of tools available. That the average person, you know, running a shoe store, the average person running a distribution business, the average person running some kind of production facility, they don't have the mind space to become experts in all of this stuff. And they don't want to, just like they didn't want to become webmasters with simple websites a decade ago. You know, there's always going to be room for experts to come in and serve people with the products and services that they require.
But
and,
I give another tool I've been using just to finish off that I've been really impressed with is Super Whisper. Do you know about this one?
I don't use Whisper.
Don't use Whisper?
I don't use Whisper.
Yeah, Super Whisper.
Well, I don't use regular Whisper or Super Whisper.
Super Whisper. And what it does, folks, they offer a free program, but they also got a paid one. But if you pay yearly, they also got a lifetime deal. Oh, Kurt's getting interested. A lifetime deal. Those magic words. He loves his lifetime deal. More than me. They've got a lifetime deal. And I'm not sure if it's only Mac only. I don't know. I imagine it's PC as well. And you can download it and you can talk to it and it will write things out for you. And it's pretty accurate. It's one of the most accurate voice dictation systems I've come across. And I get stuck on a particular spelling of a word and I just want to talk to something. I normally just use Google Chrome because it normally gets it spot on, which certain ladies that are available on the Mac never get any spelling right. But Google does. But this Whisper, Super Whisper, does even a better job. And it's very accurate. So I've been using that for the past couple of weeks and it's made a big difference. Because there's nothing worse than getting stuck on the spelling of the word and your spelling so off, even spell check can't get it. Waste so much time. And this is really speeded me up, as they say. I need speeding up, don't I, Kurt?
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to slow down and smell the roses.
Yeah.
I have the Grok app on my mobile phone, and I don't do this in front of other people, but if I'm in the car by myself,
You saw it inside you.
Talk to it. Have a little conversation with it and just gave me a great recipe for some curry soup last week. It was phenomenal.
There we go. There is a purpose to AI, folks. It can give you great recipes for curry. There we go. So, Kurt, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, for business, we're at Mañana No Más, and that's Mañana No Más on X, on Facebook, mañananomás.com. And then personal, if you want to make a connection, you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm the only Kurt Von Onden on LinkedIn, so you don't have to guess which one is me.
That's fantastic. If you want to support the Membership Machine Show, give us a review. If you're listening on your iPhone or Android and you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, they make it really easy for you to leave a review. And it makes a big difference for me and Kurt. It means more new people will hear the show and become part of the tribe. Also, if you've got any questions or you need support, we do have a Facebook group, a small one. But if you've got any questions, you can go over to Facebook and look up the Membership Machine Show and you can leave your questions there. We will be back next week with another great episode. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.